the law of compensation is your income is determined by how many people you serve and how well you serve them. And that's really in alignment with especially nonprofits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's take that on a couple different levels. Again, so this accountant who has done such a great job for you, you love her, you'd use her again, you would refer her to others, right? And her other clients feel the same way. So our accountant is very quickly amassing what we call an army of personal walking ambassadors. Okay. And as she continues to add that kind of exceptional value to the lives of more and more people, her income will continue to grow and grow. Why? Because while value, the value you provide, the great experience you provide a customer, that represents your potential income. The law of compensation says it's about how many lives you impact. So this accountant can make a great profit. You know, she can make a profit through each individual she serves. But when she serves a whole lot of individuals, now she can earn a whole lot of money. Well, let's take your friend's animal sanctuary in the Florida Panhandle. The person donated $10,000. That's wonderful. But that alone is not going to sustain it for too long. But the more donors whose lives they touch with the exceptional value they provide, well, the more you're going to be able to sustain that wonderful sanctuary and provide more value to more donors, as well as, of course, the animals themselves. Now, as a human being, you know, when we talk about, you know, as that individual human being who maybe runs the charity, you know, that has to always, of course, be figured out how much they're going to have in compensation. And there always is that argument that people feel that if you have a nonprofit, you shouldn't be, you know, making any kind of comfortable income. I'm not sure why that is, because the more of an income you have, the more you're able to stay in business and keep doing what you're doing in order to. There's a difference between that and what would be an unseemly figure based on the fact that you're a profit. But again, that's where the free market comes into play. Because remember, donors, individual donors, are able to check to see, well, how much is that person making? And the charity itself, the nonprofit itself, how much of the money is being utilized for internal and administrative purposes, and how much is actually going directly to the animals or whatever the charity happens to be. And the market can determine if they believe it's worth their while to, you know, for the charity or the nonprofit to be operating as they are. That's why I would always rather people give their money directly to charities as opposed to giving money in taxes to the government, who pretty much handles things without a incentive to do things, you know, of accountability, because that nonprofit is accountable. Just like a for-profit is accountable. People have the ability to vote with their feet and not do business with them if they don't do things the way they are.